Shipping obstacles continue to be a challenge for U.S. red meat exporters, especially those utilizing West Coast ports. Travis Arp, U.S. Meat Export Federation's Senior Director of Export Services, has an update in this USMEF report.
We're still seeing difficulties on the shipping side for U.S. exporters, and really I would say that it's gotten a bit worse over the last several months. I mean, we're coming into a critical time for imports into the U.S., and the numbers that the U.S. ports are reporting in terms of imported container volume is starting to tick up, and with back-to-school season and starting to get into holiday shopping, that volume is really only going to continue to compound the issues that never fully got cleared up over the summer months. Exporters are looking at any viable options to get containers out of the country as quickly as possible, trying to identify other ports that have less congestion. We've heard anecdotes from members utilizing the East Coast ports or Gulf Coast ports to get product out to Asian markets. So that's adding 2 or 3 weeks of transit time, but ultimately that's still a faster option than having a container sit on the West Coast for multiple weeks until it can finally get on a vessel.
As the situation intensifies, it is getting more attention on Capitol Hill.
There was recently bipartisan legislation introduced in the House, which is really an effort to address some of the key issues holding product up throughout the U.S. So first and foremost, increase the enforcement of the Federal Maritime Commission to enforce their detention and demurrage charges and hopefully get some respite for the exporters there who are incurring demurrage charges as product waits for a vessel. The other aspect of that is trying to incentivize carriers to export loaded U.S. cargo rather than carrying those containers back empty to help clear out this backlog of containers that we see on the West Coast.
For more information, please visit USMEF.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Shealy.